in conversations with friends and colleagues and just incidental conversations about the place, so many people seem to have a story of unresolved grief. Oh, you know, my dad died when I was young and I wasn't allowed to grieve, and I've been so busy since my husband died, I haven't had a chance to think about it. And everybody had seemed to have something to say about grief and really wanted to talk about it. We thought that perhaps the first step was to have a place to talk, to begin to find the language and find ways of talking about something that's obviously troubling a lot of people. The thing that I'm beginning to understand is that perhaps as British people, we're not brilliant at showing grief when it's fresh. So you go to a funeral and very often it's said, we're here to celebrate a life. And I think maybe that approach puts the lid on, that you really have to go through the crying, you have to go through the anger, you have to go through the despair to get to a place where you can celebrate a life.
Grief is an emotion that we struggle expressing. And I don't know that we ever really, in my personal experience, have ever learned really to do that. You learn to hang on to the discomfort rather than address the loss. I'm living with stage 4 cancer, and the way I'm dealing with it is looking at it as though that illness has come about because of all this stuff that has built up and built up and built up, and I haven't been able to express it.
When you have something that is in some way socially problematic, grief, mental health, terminal diagnosis, someone's just died, things that you can't be sure how people are going to react, where do you go to have those conversations? Well, your family, if you're lucky. Friends, up to a point. The church, yes, maybe. But it's not obvious where and to whom you can share those things without boring people turning them off. This is the place to do it. Let's share it. Let's be confident about it. Let's find the language that we need to use. Let's celebrate what we come to understand. It's spring cleaning your mind and spring cleaning your mental health. You know, the grieve not expressed becomes illness. So it's got to be a good start, I feel.